This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. I wanted to just share with you some thoughts on the Parsha. I want to let you know that this coming weekend, June 17th to the 19th, is our Beis Medrash's annual campaign, Machon Magid Rakia. If anybody is able to be mishtatef, it's a charity campaign, charity.com/MMH. charity.com/MMH, or you could see the link on our site, rabbidg.com. The Pasuk says in Shlach, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, V'shamra inu es hanafilim, b'nei anok min hanafilim. There we saw the giants, the sons of the giant, from the giants. It says the word nephilim two times. Why does it say nephilim twice? Secondly, the first time it says Nephilim, it's spelled Malay. He Nun Pei Yud Lamed Yud Mem. The second time it's spelled Chasar. He Nun Pei Lamed Yud Mem. So why twice and why the second one is Chasar? Also, why does it say they saw the Nephilim B'nei Anak? What do you mean B'nei Anak? They were Anakim. When it talks about how Yehoshua killed the Anakim, it says Vayichrois Yehoshua es ha'anakim. So why here is it B'nei Anak? Reb Chaim Knievsky, in the time of the Kra, brings a wondrous interpretation. He brings, based on the Medrash is quoted in the Bali HaToisis Hadar Zakenim, that one time the daughter of an Anak entered the orchard and she ate a rimain and she threw away the shell. And the 12 Meraglim hid in the shell of the rimain because they thought it was a cave. They didn't realize it was a rimain shell. Afterwards, the daughter remembered she ate the rimain, and she threw the shell in the orchard, and she littered, and she didn't want her father to see her litter. So what did she do? She took the shell, and she threw the shell outside of the orchard, so her father shouldn't see the mess she made. But she didn't realize that the 12 meraglim were in the shell. Pretty impressive that she was able to lift the 12 meraglim with this huge shell. So the Meraglim said, wow, look how strong these people are. If this is how strong the women are, imagine the men. By the way, Tosfos Shans brings this down, and the Tosfos Rosh and Masechta Soita. Says Reb Chaim Knievsky, this could be the Kavana of the Pasuk. Visham Ra'inu Es Hanafilim. There we saw the big giants. B'nei Anak. How did they see it? Min ha-Nephilim. The second Nephilim is spelled Chasar. It could be read because they fell. They fell from the shell of the pomegranate, outside of the Pardes, from the daughter of the Anak. So the reason why the word Nephilim the second time is spelled Chasar is a Lashon of Nephila. That's why it says Chasar. Now we understand why it says B'nei Anak. Because they didn't see an actual giant, they just saw the daughter of the giant. This Medrash, says Reb Chaim Knievsky, is alluded to in the discrepancy in the Pasuk, why it says Nephilim twice and why it says it Chasar the second time. I'm going to share with you one more item.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.